happens, and the only future that's possible is somewhere else. And in fact, part of the promotion of labor export by the Philippine state is precisely to kind of try to quell the kind of militant, kind of progressive and radical organizing that's happening in the Philippines from the trade union movement, of course, peasant movements, indigenous peoples movements, the women's movement, and others. So these contradictions, you know, make kind of political crisis really always just under the surface in the Philippines. And so migration in some ways kind of is the salve, right? That kind of keeps things sort of calm. But I don't know that that's sustainable, you know, under the Rodrigo Duterte administration, for instance. I think that more and more people are seeing through the populism.
I wanted to kind of switch gears a little bit here and ask about the sort of organizing that's been happening to help on behalf of people who've been trafficking victims in the U.S. and in the Bay Area. I understand that you're also working on some organizing efforts yourself.
I have been working particularly with different chapters of Migrante here in Northern California. Migrant workers are sort of fighting for their rights in the countries where they're working and living, but simultaneously engaged in supporting progressive change at home in the Philippines.
And how has that worked out?
Every time there has been kind of effective transnational mobilization, migrant workers have really been able to kind of...
KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring for a web and new media coordinator. Our web and new media coordinator is responsible for KBOO's website and social media accounts. Applicants should have experience administering a CMS such as Drupal and experience administering a MySQL database, including backups and queries. For a complete job description and instructions on how to apply, visit kboo.fm/employment. Applications are due by November 17th. KBOO is an affirmative action and equal opportunity employer.
The following program is a special encore rebroadcast for these unique pandemic times. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred and are no longer relevant. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. Stay tuned for music, poetry, and comedy coming up next.
Save the river, save the seas, save the mother and her family. Can you take what you want and say that we are free? If you put oil in the water, we won't sit quietly. And they were singing, stand up, stand up for what's right. Save the oceans and
All right, we're ready.
Ready, girl.
Johnny Depp's Tonto by Natanya Ann Pulley. Dear Johnny Depp's Tonto, we are going to have to talk about next year when your Disney movie about the Lone Ranger and Tonto hits. An in-production photo of you has emerged and it makes me nervous. You have a blackbird on your head. Johnny Depp Tonto Blackbird Head, tisk tisk. That bird might pluck your eyes out, man. The moment it hit my Facebook newsfeed, the updates from my friends went nutso. What is this look? Is it genuine? Is Johnny Depp Native American or native enough? Does he, like so too many others, have a distant Indian princess in his lineage? said his great-grandmother is Creek or Cherokee. Creek or Cherokee. He's not sure which. This Creek or Cherokee-ness of him amounts to one line on his Wikipedia page. Can casually embracing being part of this or that tribe somehow carry us forward? I can get stuck somewhere between the first and second question, shamefully. Am I supposed to know? As a half-Navajo, if this look is genuine, will my half-blood tell me, or can I Google it? I Googled it. And there is some history there. It took some work, though, to worry and to Google the Native American images and questions that come to me. I'm not sure if educating the public is your intention, Johnny Depp Tonto. And if so, I doubt non-Native folk will do the same. It's exhausting. I'm not sure if you know what it's like undoing stereotypes and ignorance from a laptop. Someone else dressed you, fancied you up, and you'll be huge and flat on the big screen, a glossy fetish truth to someone. But let's not forget the Johnny Deppness of you, Tonto. Personally, I'm fine with a bit of Johnny Deppness in things. I grew up in a world that just had Johnny Depp in scissors, in dreary mansion, in drag, in grease, in the cutesy side of mental unstable romance, and with Sweeney Blades. Yeah, I'm a sucker for this, and for a bit old Burton perfected gloss to my goth. I'd take a little Johnny Depp with my coffee, if asked, but this is different. The questions come, and not from just one friend or another, but they resonate, and not up and out of the tribal sands so ancient or from drumming ancestors speaking through time, but just in my bones. You know, like how regular folk wonder things. Why is another non-native playing a native? It's not as easy as, there's no Native American Johnny Depp. If you tell me, Johnny Depp Tonto, that there is not enough of us, I'll pluck your eyes out myself. We are here. We are out there, artists, film writers, directors, actors, poets, authors, and musicians. Cashiers, engineers, doctors, etc., etc. We are everywhere, just not on your screen or any screens near you. There could be someone even more sexy, slinking, bitingly dark, but kind of funny, sweet, and clever, less gothy superstar than Johnny Depp. A Native American someone. There really could be. We might never know. I've also heard, a little birdie said, that it's possible for the movie's Johnny Depp Tonto character might be a white man renegade pretending to be native and hiding from the law. Wouldn't that be something? Couldn't that explode the thing? What if the Tonto of a Johnny Deppness brought up so many of the right questions? What is it like to think one can dress and hide in a culture? What might it mean for a character to work his or her, although I do like the Johnny Deppness switch, through complexities of living out a life like a native? Might this strip the fetish off you, Johnny Depp Tonto? Couldn't it catch the attention of a particular student in a friend's class that actually asked, just this year, mind you, why is there a car in this Sherman Alexie story? Native Americans don't have cars. They ride horses. Can you imagine, Johnny Depp Tonto? You. More than pixels, more than matter made shade, but you, an explosion of heritage, wearing heritage among heritage, mistaken as and hiding within heritage. Like what history is before it's flattened. But Johnny Depp Tonto, I imagine we won't have these sort of conversations by the time your, wait, The Lone Rangers movie hits. And I won't be able to say, yeah, at least he gets it. When image after image of Native American person becomes across my screen, and it's some stoic face brave or nature fairy or cartoon figure Indian. My Facebook newsfeed shows something different, by the way. You should get one. My Indian friends love to smile, love to laugh and swear and ham it up. You might be surprised by how many birds, wolves, and bears aren't in our profile pictures. Johnny Depp Tonto, I hope you get to be one of ours. I hope there's more to you than the starkness of your white and black face. I hope you get an itch to step off that big screen and take a space in the world that doesn't knock us back into shirtless, whooping half-animal extras. High hopes. So mostly, I hope you don't end up in an in-bag costume to sell at Halloween. They'll just snip the Jack Sparrow braids a bit, move around a few trinkets and feathers, and you'll be ready to wear. On bodies, on backpacks, on bedsheets. I'm worried for you. You'll be everywhere for anyone to try on, and the DVDU will be out in time for the holidays. Christmas will hit with your team design face on everything and shopping for and around you at that time of year. Well, it's probably going to be a slaughter. Savagely yours, Natanya Ann Pulley.
Power and freedom in the space. Seven generations now, my spirit can't fly freely. We keeping it real with a medicine wheel, better than suffering and other than. We can't heal better than my skin and my blood. I bleed so the wound of a show you, my scar has sealed. We unifying our people as one. You the fly and the eagle and sun. New beginnings in the east have come. Bring me a baby, a daughter or son.
Oh, grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days. Oh, grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways. Oh, grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days. Oh, grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways.
Quest love. I do it for those who detest love. Warrior status while the rest of us rest up. Come now, 100 years has come now. And somehow when people are still backing gun sounds, wake up to that fake stuff. I'm bold with that soul-ish. I'm social with that mad gab. Yeah, my resistance is focused. The monument of existence isn't to be bought our soul, kids. The West was never one done to those who thought they stole it. You are not raving. That's not how story told it. That's not how stories journey. Woven head unfolded. You can't ask your grandma exactly how the old lived. I got the light and I hold it. You can't ask your grandpa exactly how the old lived. I got the light and I hold it.
Oh, grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days.
Good old days.
Oh, grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways.
Good old ways.
Oh, grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days. Oh, grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways.
You know where we come from? From the east to the south, to the west, to the north.
Super Indian, the sock.
Mega Bear, quit fooling with the radio. Dioji picked that station.
Super Indian, how do you know Dioji likes this station?
What do you mean? You know he can talk.
I only heard him talk that one time. It's not fair. You know what Dioji says and I don't. You do creep me out.
Oh, Mega Bear, Dioji loves you.
We got any more moose jerky?
Mega Bear will be at the community house in less than an hour. The kids want to meet some real superheroes. And their super, super dog.
Nobody rubs my ears.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, hey, get your hands off me.
Hey,
quit. Super Indian, Wampum Bats is standing in the middle of the highway.
Yes, it's time for Super Indian. Mega Bear crawls from the wreckage of the Rez rocket to find Super Indian unconscious. Dioji sits by his side.
Yep.
Wampum Bags is gone, Dioji. The Rez rocket ran over Super Indian by mistake. Bad car.
Ow.
Super Indian hurt his head. A strong smell will wake him up. I need something stinky.
Yep, yep.
Dioji, I can't understand you. No tainted cheese. No superpowers. All I have is what Creator gave me. I can't lift this car off Super Indian.
Yep.
Nobody around for miles. Grandma! Grandpa! I need you!
Mega Bear is not alone. Watching undetected is Wampum Bags, wearing a leisure suit that renders him invisible?
What a pathetic sidekick. Wait till I get a taste of my Acme Thundermaker.
Oh, those clouds look dark and evil.
Whoop.
Oh! Oh, Monster Cloud, that was close. Super Indian, we have to get out of here. That cliff is gonna give way. Oh, I've never seen a dog hit by lightning. Smells like burnt fur and wet socks. Dioji, you okay?
Mega Bear.
Dioji?
Mega Bear.
Dioji!
Mega Bear!
Dioji!
Mega Bear! Your socks harbor a putrid scent that can revive Super Indian.
Holy hot dog! I can understand you, Dioji! Wow, you still sound like that guy on Frasier.
For the love of Swedish meatballs, the lightning was not supposed to make the res dog audible to everyone. Stinking technology. I'm going back to my hockey game.
Mega Bear, quickly, take off your boot. Oh, what a rank, foul odor.
Oh, Dioji, you were right. These do smell really bad. Super Indian, I'm sorry for what I'm about to do to you. Here goes the sock. Hey. What happened to the crickets?
What? Oh, freak, Deloria's ghost! Who cut the cheddar? Yeah!
Super Indian, we feared you were lost.
I wasn't feared, Dioji.
You can hear him, Mega Bear.
Not now. The cliff above! Oh. It's giving way!
Oh, Mega Bear. I can still smell that sock from here.
Hours later, the Res Rocket returns to the Leaning Oak Reservation.
Mega Bear, can you really hear Dioji?
Super Indian, he sounds all gooder. That thunderbolt was the ultimate Dioji smackdown.
Mega Bear, may technology and science solve the riddle that is your everyday speech. Huh?
Many more Super Indian adventures can be yours. Let me be your guide. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure of Super Indian.
Super Indian.
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
Cause I'm broke again. Always running late. I hope the liquor store is open.
I got carvers, weavers, beaters, and designers on my team. I got braiders, hella famous, that I'm signing to my team. In my limousine, don't I look steezy? Next to my digi queen.
Yeah, that's my Moose McGee.
I know ballers, I know chiefs, I know riders from the east. I know educated natives down to picket in the streets. Middle fingers to police, a few we come in peace. I know red skin hippies that be giving me the creeps. I know beauty, I know beach, I know savages and freaks. And I know a couple cousins even bougier than me. No, ain't elite, bougie native, yes indeed. Art exhibit to the club, and we roll it 20 deep. Copper on my neck, gold on my ring, feather on my hat, skin stitch chin. 100 warriors on my back, they be drumming when I sing. Man, there ain't no way
waking up to yesterday with that same old again, eating up today. Those days I'm running faster than time, tracing myself through the thoughts in my mind. Ask the Great Spirit, who gave God life to give to all living things. Ask the Great Spirit, what matters in the dimension of matter? Who owns what? If nothing is owned, who forgot their spirit? And where did they go? Those days of running faster than time.
Now this the version. Man, they say he sent to us his only begotten son, the Lion of Judah. He come once again. This has been written from beginning to end. You must take heed and listen to words I speak. Satan is here to inherit the weak. No Indian come from India, a true native mommy come from Arizona. Original land, boy, that me claim. Tell your most natives them not the same. No Indian come from India, a true native mommy come from Arizona. Original land, that we claim. You tell your most name.
are the human beings. We come from the earth. The metals, minerals, and waters of the earth are our bone, flesh, and blood. We are the children of earth. Human. We come from the sky. We are the children of the stars, the moon, the sun, the light, being, human being. The people, we are borrowing the present from the future and from the past. This borrowing is our responsibility, our purpose. In our living evolution, this changing of season, a time for gathering thoughts and goodness, the power of living in all our relations.
He's on 90.7 FM, K282BH, Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR, Hood River on 91.9 FM.